Don't have to have it. This meeting of the House Local Government Committee, please come to order. Please take the roll.
Bertolio?
Here.
Vice Chair Cronauer?
Present.
Representative Bishop?
Excused.
Representative Galloway?
See you here.
Here.
Representative Gist? Representative Gunderson?
Gist, you're here, right?
I'm here. I'm here.
Representative Gunderson?
Excused.
Late.
Representative Cordham?
Here.
Representative Sprunger?
Here.
Representative Zollicoff?
Excused.
Representative Thane?
Here.
Representative Rexton?
Excused.
Ms. Crowe?
Excused.
Representative Essman?
Here.
Representative Kearns?
Here.
Chair Brewster?
Here. We have a quorum. We'll start our business. This opens the hearing on, which one are you on?
23.
HJ 23. Representative Barker, would you like to present your HJ?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thanks for the opportunity to present HJ 23 to you this afternoon. This House joint resolution is focused on post-emergency disaster recovery, and we've all had a few great examples, particularly in Carbon County, where we've had flooding, historic flooding, and still in the process of trying to recover from that for much of our community. But this is also to address after-action reviews, not just on flooding and fires, natural disasters, but also to take a look at hazmat events across the state and to develop lessons learned from that and recommendations to follow. If you look up page 2, lines 11 through 18, those are the recommendations that I had contemplated. And then beginning in line 19 through 22 are the entities that I would like to see involved in taking a look at this study to be able to address issues that have been identified. One particularly challenging aspect that we found with the flooding is to go back and do mitigation or repair in waterways. When you get into the waterways, you end up with a situation where you've got to go to 5 different state and federal agencies to get permits to do the exact same thing, and none of those entities talk together. So it is difficult, and I would also just point out that when you're dealing with ag repairs, FEMA, who can be on the scene fairly quickly and deploy a large amount of capital to assist, FEMA is only for residential. So when you get into the waterways and you're trying to make those repairs that are related to either flood mitigation or to repairing irrigation, you run into a very cumbersome process. So that permit process in a lot of cases took 4 to 6 months, and then we ran into issues where we couldn't even use native material in those waterways. So we had, for example, in the eastern part of Carbon County, 14 headgates destroyed. We had other headgates that no longer had water coming to them because water's out of the channel. We had sedimentation under the bridges that never got mitigated before we hit the winter, and then increased the possibility of ice dams and further flooding. So with those things in mind is why I brought the study forward, and I'll pause there for proponents, and reserve the right to close. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Representative. Are there proponents in the room? Please be brief.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Karen Alley, ALLEY, Montana Association of Counties, and then I'm going to be incredibly brief. If this is a legislative priority, as one of the entities listed, as one of the parties the good representative wants included, we will absolutely be at the table. Even if we weren't listed, we would probably still be at the table because these issues are important. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alley. Are there proponents in the room? Are there proponents online?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, are there opponents in the room? Seeing none, are there opponents online?
No, Mr. Chairman.
All right, we'll go to questions from the committee. Oh, we have informational witnesses in the room. Do we have informational witnesses online?
No, Mr. Chairman.
No. We'll go to questions from the committee. Representative Galloway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the sponsor.
Representative Galloway.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good sponsor. Would you consider possibly expanding the list of those to be involved? I know, for example, there's radio groups. You know, if phone systems and your cellulars go down, there's groups of people that are prepared for communications. There's church groups. I know our church has a fairly organized response for emergency. It is. I'm just, you want me to get over here more?
Yeah.
I just figured you really didn't want to hear from me, but.
Oh, no.
But would you think of expanding that to some of the local groups possibly that could be very helpful in these events?
Representative Galloway, absolutely. If the committee would like to add to that, I'm certainly okay with that. These are really the major players that I saw that could also bring in expertise from some of those other entities that you mentioned that would be engaged.
I have Representative Gist next, I think.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and for the sponsor. So are we going to be looking at Site Pacific and looking for process holdups that slow the process down, that bog our systems down of getting work done? Is that what we're doing?
Mr. Chair, Representative Gist, yes, that's what I had contemplated, is going and looking at those specific instances and talking with those local officials and entities that have had these issues and then finding solutions.
Follow-up real quick, Mr. Chair. So that would mean that in dealing with the federal government, how we're going to move forward and coaxing the federal government to move faster on some of these situations?
Mr. Chair, Representative Gist, as difficult as that might be, yes, I would like to explore what we could do, for example, with EPA, Corps of Engineers, and their involvement in this process and tie the state and federal entities into more collaboration to be able to expedite these processes.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Kearns, I think, was next, and then I'll be with you, Representative Thane.
Mr. Chair, sponsor, so you mentioned there was 35 presidential disaster declarations for the state since 2013. How many of those received the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program from FEMA?
Mr. Chair, Representative Kearns, I have no idea, but I could go back to research staff that pulled up that data and we could find out.
Follow up. So I guess my question is, so anybody who receives those funds, all state, local, tribal, and territorial governments must develop and adapt hazard mitigation plans to receive the funding for those projects. And then as a result of that, you have instances where this has to be, I guess, done. So I feel like we're kind of saying, hey, federal government, you're slow on your timetables, or I'm just lost on kind of what we're actually going to get to in this study.
Mr. Chair, Representative Kearns, that's precisely why I want to do the study, to figure out how we can have better collaboration. And for example, I don't think post-emergency, while you were trying to recover and mitigate an area for future flood damage, that those local entities or ranchers have the bandwidth to deal with five different agencies. I think that we need to find a better way of doing that. So I understand that you can't necessarily contemplate the way that would be done right now sitting here. That's why I want to do a study.
All right, Representative Thane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to follow up on Representative Galloway's question. As I look at page 2, line 19, it references the study would include representatives from interested parties, and then including. So I'm assuming that's broad enough to include any other interests at this point, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, Representative Thane, I would agree.
Representative Cohenour.
Mr. Chair, I was going to say the same thing, and I hope that any entities that are in interested in disaster emergency responses and that back end of everything would come to the table on that. I don't think we should change this bill and try to amend it to add entities, because I think if they you make it and they will come.
All right. Any other questions? Seeing none, would you like to close?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thanks for your time. I appreciate the conversation and urge a due pass.
Thank you. That closes the hearing on HJ 23. With that, we'll open the hearing on HJ 34.
Mr. Chair, we had a conversation before you walked in the room about doing it correctly and waiting till we meet this afternoon for those two to get right across the rostrum so that we don't get out of sync with the requirements of our rules.
So what are you suggesting I'm not doing right?
Just not hearing those two bills until they've been right across the rostrum, and when we come back after the floor, we would be able to hear them in the regular order.
I spoke to all the folks downstairs, and they sort of indicated that we could do the hearing, only not do executive action until it's, or did you interpret it differently?
You're going to have to come back either way.
Yeah, so if you like, we can just stand at ease in this committee till after the floor and finish it all then. Is that
Sounds
all right?
Good.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, thank you, sir.
So we'll reconvene then.
Perfect. Our stuff out or?
Yes. All right.
Mr. Chairman, you guys are going to reconvene after the floor?
Yeah. What?
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, JC.
Okay, thank you.
No, we'll do that after four. Yes. No.